it's almost time to go. And it's almost time to go. You can hold on to this again.
Sassy Sarsi. Sassy. Sassy. Sarsi. Sassy Sarsi. Sassy Sarsi. Sassy Sarsi. Sassy Sarsi.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, enough with the Sassy Sarsi speak. I'm a lesbian with food allergies. My name is Madge Weinstein. Let's see. Thank you so much. I love the Mr. Zichy song, Hold On. It reminds me of the Hold On Wilson Phillips remix, which I don't know where I'm going to put in this show if I am. I'm drinking the new Starbucks coffee that came out today. It's the, it's disgusting. The instant coffee, it just tastes like Taster's Choice. It's Griselda's Choice. It's crap. Sorry, but it is. I should call her and ask. I'm going through withdrawal from one of my medications today because the doctor took me off it, thankfully, but it means I can't sleep. That's why I didn't do a show last night. This week's going to suck for shows. It's going to suck for shows because it's really hard. That's what happened when, like, a couple weeks ago I didn't do a show all week, practically, because when I get to... because I was stepped down another time from this medication, and when I do that, it's really hard to function, let alone, you know, stay awake. And so I wake up at, like, 4 in the morning, I can't sleep, and then I do the yoga anyway and all this shit. Is she ready or not? Hold on. I don't know what she's saying here. Okay. The Cheryl. I'm really out of it. I mean, I'm really out of it. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know. But I will get back to the video. That was very successful, and now I have to, as per my contract, speak for every minute dollar I've been given. And thank you very much to those of you who donated toward me. Very wonderful people. About 8 people donated, actually. And I still need money because I'm broke. I have food allergies. I'm broke because I've seen another woman pussy. And so please continue to give me money. PayPal, as I mentioned before, you may not have heard it to other people, but starting in March, my new business model has taken place, which means for every food allergy, I mean, for every dollar I get donated, I record a minute. And that's simple. So far, it's fine. Let's just hope it continues. What I realized, though, later is that $1 a minute isn't enough to pay for my shit unless I record like 2 hours a day or something, which would actually be okay once I'm off these drugs. Anyways, it's nice to be a food allergist. Right? Are you getting hypnotized by these bongs? Oh, what's that? Shit. I'm just going to call her. She's giving me cryptic answers. So. I don't know what she's saying. Yeah, I don't know what she's talking about. She says, hold on. The answer is not hold on. The answer is yes or no. Why do you say hold on?
Honestly, can you hold on a moment?
Yes, thank I'll call Griselda.
I'm muting you, thank you.
Cunt. Oh, you're muting me. Well, I'm calling you a cunt. You can hear me, but I can't hear you. Cunt. I gotta call Griselda in the meanwhile because I gotta find out about this fucking shit coffee. They're making a big deal about it's crap. It tastes like shit. Hi, Cheryl. So listen, today's the day that they introduced that new coffee over at Starbucks, the instant coffee, VIA.
Oh, how exciting.
So they gave me a free packet, and I'm drinking it now. It's fucking disgusting. It's instant coffee. I've decided it's called Griselda's Choice. Grizzy's Choice.
You calling her?
I'm trying to, but she's got to be really embarrassed.
Hello, this is Please leave a message after the beep.
Oh, eat me. You can talk.
Who is it?
Griselda. Listen, Griselda, this coffee, this V1A is shit. It tastes like ass. It tastes like the shit that you can buy in the goddamn Black Jewel for $5 for a 50-ounce bottle. This shit is like, for a tiny packet for 8 ounce, they want $1? This is insanity, Griselda. People aren't that stupid anymore. I'm sorry to say it. What day is it? Bye. She's a bitch. Making people pay $1. I mean, it's $1. You got to try this. It's fucking awful. Because I thought, well, maybe it's something special. Huh?
It was her idea.
Well, she works at Starbucks. Must be. It's disgusting, Cheryl. It's instant fucking coffee. For $1 a serving. They just market it like iPods. They think people are going to buy it because it's got... Oh, I hate everyone, Cheryl. How are you today?
It's ugly? In a cheap packaging.
Yeah. It's very drug-like. Very drug-like packaging. Reminds me of cocaine.
Well, then I'll buy it.
How are you doing? You had your chemo treatment yesterday, and then how did that go? Better?
Can you hold the one I'm eating?
Yes, I've got gongs. That's okay. I'll play the gongs.
Yeah, what gongs?
Gongs. No, it's meditation music. Like the bowls, only it's gongs. What are you eating, Nades?
Banana bread.
Oh, yummy. Did your Mandry make it?
Mm-hmm.
Hot.
With chocolate chip.
You sound a little high again, huh, Nades?
I'm not really. I just took something, and that's all I go to eat.
So tell me, how did you like the new Sassy Sarsi video?
Listen.
What?
Listen.
Huh?
Listen.
What?
Someone's videos can get out of hand.
Yeah.
And that video...
What, out of hand?
...was very special.
What do you mean?
And by special, I mean, offensively special.
I liked it. I thought it was groovy. I like the way she talk, man. I like the way she talk.
Why? Because she sounds kind of like me.
No, because she got a grass wig. She got a grass... Did she say bay-bays?
Now, I wonder, is she a tranny?
She's a manny. A manny.
She's not a very good gray queen, so that's why I'm accent. I mean, it looks like a tranny.
She's a manny. I got something to read for you. John P. was over here cleaning again, and we went through the filing cabinets, and I found something weird. It's an old Craigslist ad that I printed out in 2005. I may have read it on the show, 4 years ago. Are you vomiting or what?
I was drinking some wort.
Some wort?
Worty.
May I read this? West Side Quad with polio seeks same, 84. Looking for sandpaper, back rubs, and piss arch showers while watching Matlock. Prefer Indo-Pak indentured servants once owned by the Taliban. Require at least one arm for changing the channel back to Mama's family, and Hogan knows best. Dick don't work, but my chair can pop wheelies when the nitrous tank is full. Currently working as a remote viewer on call for La Choy Foods. Interested in someone wheeling me to the Bijou Theater for Gay Quad Interpretive Dance Night. Pics of yourself in watercolor accepted. I am going to die soon, so hurry the fuck up. Signed, Ricardo J. Watersnake, Attorney at War, Cicero Avenue, Chicago. And it says this is in or around Jewtown.
Did you write this on me?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm quite sure.
Are you positive?
HIV or certain?
Certainly HIV.
Certain. No, I didn't write it. This coffee is disgusting, Cheryl. I can't believe the nerve of these Starbucks people. So I'm going, while you're toxing, I'm detoxing. So the doctor took me off of one of these pills that I take for anxiety.
And you mean the Laraz?
It's not Laraz. It's a different pill.
Xanax,
yeah, fine. And okay. It just sucks because, like, he stepped me down. If you notice, there's these weeks when I don't really do shows. Well, the last time was like 2 weeks ago when he stepped me down, and it's like I get so tired that I can't fucking move. And last night, and this is the last step down, so now we're done, but I was so tired. I was supposed to have Berbatia on at 10 p.m., and I just fucking collapsed on the couch, and I woke up, and it was 1, and I just couldn't fucking
move. Well, at least you didn't collapse in a pile of sick like you would have if your apartment wasn't clean.
Or collapse a lung.
True. Like me.
John P. sprayed Lysol all over me. It was disgusting. Oh, he thinks I'm gross.
On you?
Yeah, everywhere.
That's good.
Yeah, real good.
Honey, 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 honey.
Oh. You work that, honey. Honey.
I'm kind of hungry. I guess that's a good sign, isn't it?
It is if you haven't been hungry. What do you? Oh yeah, you're eating the banana eats bread. That's good.
Well, I had to because I took a pill, and you can't take it on an empty stomach, or else it makes you nauseous. And I've had about enough of the nausea. I don't need that.
I had the most disgusting food for lunch yesterday. You know, it was Chris's
details,
birthday.
Details, please. Details.
Pics and vid. Details. Details.
Details. Details, please.
It was Chris's birthday, you know, with the bunny. And I'm like, okay, I'll take you out to eat. Well, he picked this place called
Didn't you tell me about this on a program?
Cheryl.
I know, I should be one to talk.
Cheryl, it wasn't on the program. You're supposed to... we talked about it yesterday on the phone. Oh. We weren't recording.
Well, honey, have you noticed that
you're
it's
senile.
Hard for me to remember things so well?
Yeah.
Anyways, go ahead.
Anyway, so we went to this place called Glenn's Diner, and we had... mussels first. They looked like little clitorises. Clitorises.
I mean, you had mussels in a diner.
Yeah.
Are you out of your mind?
It was disgusting, and I think they just like dredged them out of Lake Michigan or something. It was so bad, I wanted to puke. And then, like, Chris was eating them, and they looked like little clitorises, like lesbian clits. Oh, except they were black. And they served it like in this bowl full of melted butter. And then they had, like, this garlic bread on top of it, which is also drenched in butter. It was disgusting. And then they brought out the main course, which we had. They're called po' boy sandwiches, but they were made of catfish. But they were, like...
Is this a black restaurant?
No, it was sort of, like, supposed to be, like, a Boston kind of thing. It was so gross, Cheryl. It was so gross. They like, were... Oh, it was like a sponge with more butter, more grease. It's like whoever cooked it has no idea about how to cook. It was just a sopping wet. And I felt like, my God, I felt like I just had this picture in my mind that it's those poor people that fish, you know, like by the boats, and that they must sell the fish to this restaurant. I just felt like I was eating like E. coli infested fish. It was just disgusting.
And yet you ate the entire thing.
No, I only ate half the sandwich. And a lady, another customer, comes up to me and says, "Is that good?" And I go, "No, it's greasy." I said, why do you ask? She said, "Well, it looked good. I thought maybe I'd order it." I said, "No."
Nope. You should have said no. You might be better off going home, Nate.
Yeah, right. Try something more delicious, like, say, tuna helper.
Fish. Andy Melton's probably good at making tuna helper, but he probably can't afford tuna.
Listen, Andy Melton is over. He quit the show.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, not that he was ever interesting in the first place, but he's done. He's complete. I love he has completely alienated everyone, you know.
Gosh.
And plus, he's obese. And what's with
true? But he's been walking every day, Nate. Every day, 2 liters of soda.
Right.
Sorry.
What did you say?
Liters of soda.
Oh, I thought you said 2 miles, 2 weeks, 2 liters of soda.
I don't know why I said it, but I did. And I ain't high. I ain't high.
I thought it was pills. 3 liters of soda.
I don't know. 5. Let's say 5 for good measure.
I don't know what to do, Cheryl. I don't have a job. I ain't got a job. I got this apartment. I don't know what to do with it. Am I supposed to sell it or what?
I got a reply on the Twitter today, and it said, if I'm going to take donations for anything, it'll be to put down new hardwood floors.
No.
I thought it was quite funny, and it did not come from Andy Melton. Whoops.
This is disgusting. Sorry. This coffee is fucking disgusting. Chris Weigel wanted me to do another show last night. Like, with the video. Like, I can't fucking do that shit every goddamn night. Do you know how much it sucks to, when you're a lesbian, to have to wear makeup and take it off fucking midnight?
I did watch it. It was very good.
What did you think of the bonnet?
I thought the bonnet was nice, and it was a nice touch that it matched your dress.
You like the dress? What about the candles?
Very lesbian, but I was quite worried that you'd set yourself on fire. Which would be entertaining.
It would be, yeah. I'd like that. I mean, I wouldn't, but as a viewer, I would. Maybe I get more money that way, you think?
You might get burns on your body and the people would actually send you money.
I got money. Even Pizza Babe sent me money. Did you know she lives in Missouri now? I'm so out of touch.
What? Jesus Christ.
She moved to Turd, Missouri. I'm going to go to my PayPal. I'm just going to say who donated. I don't care. You know what? If you want to be anonymous...
Don't say their last names, their names.
Oh, really? Why?
Don't ruin nobody's... I know you like to ruin everyone's life, but then...
Speaking of, today's the election. We'll see if Sarah wins the congressman. Well, it's just the primary, but pretty much all the Democrats always win the general election. So if whoever wins the Democratic primary will probably become the congressman unless they get scandalized like everyone does in Chicago anyway.
So you're saying that you ruined everyone's life, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, honey.
So Pizza Babe, Kirk, not Kirk Johnson. But
Kirk Johnson, ooh, ooh.
Goatsy, thank you, Goatsy. Auntie, somebody named Auntie, and it's not Andy Vera, it's somebody from Norway or Sweden or something, A-N-T-T-I. Anthony, Richard, Candace,
Patrick, your friend Richard gave himself money.
Patrick from the PNS explosion even gave me money.
He didn't give me nothing, and I got the cancer.
He hates you. And Arnold.
Okay.
Arnold.
Arnold.
Isn't that nice? All those people.
And Willis.
Yes.
Very nice.
Now, I think what I'll do next time is list all the people that didn't give me money. Matt Burgess, Rachel Cam. let's see. Who else?
Andy Melton.
So, Cheryl, what do I do? Do I stay in Chicago? Do I move to the southern part of Chicago? Do I go back to Europe? Do I look for a job? Where? Oh, my God, I didn't call the fucking... Ugh. the fucking unemployment shit. I gotta call the fucking unemployment office to validate my claim. This is bull crap. Oh, my God.
You gotta call them and then order your expensive takeout food.
Shut up. God, I hate you. Don't try and read me for filth. That's what the blacks say. She read you for filth, girl. She read you for filth.
Okay.
Girl, she read you for filth. I've been walking down Mamre Lane and taking pictures.
Honey, have you seen the RuPaul's program, The Drag Race?
Oh, my hairdresser makes me watch that. I hate it.
It's funny. Now, yeah. The one that got kicked off the first program, sorry to ruin it for anyone, I don't care. The fatty reminded me a lot of Wanda Wisdom when she was fat.
Well, she's clinically obese.
She was very ugly, though.
Oh, that's the wrong thing. Well, Wanda, you mean Wanda when she was clinically obese?
Yes.
Like Della Reese?
This man, when he was a man, he was so fat he could barely open his eyes.
Uh-huh.
That's the kind of fat that I like, honey.
Oh, that's good.
That's good.
I can't reach my clips because I'm looking for this goddamn unemployment claim. Oh, here it is. No, that's the W-2. For my takeout.
Right.
Cheryl, I gotta find this. I'm not gonna be able to get takeout for 2 weeks if I don't. Jesus Christ, where's my goddamn thing? I need to see it. I better not put that on the internet. Jesus Christ, Cheryl. Where is it?
Talk. What's your social security number, honey?
666-1800-LESBIAN. Talk, Cheryl. I can't find it.
You know, since it's around 5 o'clock, you know, we could call one of those places.
Yeah, but seriously, I have to call the fucking unemployment department.
Right.
Right. Right. God damn it, I just dropped this fucking shit. What else? Keep talking while I look for this. We can't have dead air, you know, I'm trying to get a real job. So when do you go back when do you have your yucky week? Next week is your 3-day week? Or 5-day?
3-day, 5. So next week.
5 days, so people should send you lots of money.
Please.
So that you don't die.
Honey, it's going to suck so much. I mean, it almost feels normal, but, you know, next week, going to be pro-old.
What do you mean you're going to be pro-old? You're already lapsed.
No, like, to the point of no return.
What do you
when
mean?
You go to go to the doctor to get it back put back in.
The doctor? To get a bag? They're putting it in a bag? You're getting a bag?
Colostomy, yes.
Oh, no. You don't want to get a bag, Cheryl.
Why not? Then when it gets full and they might have restroom?
I don't think that's
reversible. I can say, excuse me. I want to go to the restroom to empty more colostomy.
Don't you think that would fall under the category of TMI?
No, ain't no such thing as TMI with the rilch.
Next call in day 3309. Okay, we're going to do this on the show because it's the only way I'm going to be able to do this.
Hopefully there'll be a blank.
Okay, here we go. Let me turn off the... Oh, where's the fucking phone? Here it is. Now, this is serious shit, and I'm going to have to edit most of it out. All of it out, actually. But I don't want to lose the rilch, so let's see. Where's the phone number, address book? It worked, Cheryl. Thank God. It's over. Okay, now who are we calling?
Who did you apply to work with?
Pod show. No, I actually did. I do it. I apply every day with something. I don't get the jobs, though.
You mean things that I'm hiring?
I applied for CEO of the world, and they didn't hire me.
Okay.
Can you please give me something to call? I need to know what you want me to call.
Okay.
What about can we ask about them big tubs?
Yeah, sure. Like all the ones that you, I mean, it's 6 o'clock now. And all the ones that you were calling, those are what I refer to as fake ones because they don't ever actually have any operators standing by.
Okay, so get to the point. What's a good one? Just give me a number to call. Cool. I need a tub. I need a walk-in tub for large people. What about
I don't fucking know.
Oh, God damn it. large tubs. Target has large tubs. No, wait, they're walk-in tubs.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Walk.
What's the number?
800-419-031-9.
Okay, we'll call that big tubs. Big tubs. That sounds like tub of lard a little. All right, I'm not going to talk. I'm not going to fall out because that ruins it.
Thank you for calling to order the amazing Light Relief, the light therapy system that relieves your aches and pains without drugs or chemicals.
Is this it?
Today, your Light Relief system is just two payments of $39.95 plus $19.43 shipping and processing.
We are recording.
I see you're calling from
202-580-8200.
Is that?
Yes. Yeah, yes.
I'm sorry. I didn't get that. If you're calling from
202-580-8200,
say yes or
yes.
Press 1. To place your order by credit or debit card, say credit card or
Agent.
Press 1. A live customer service representative will be with you shortly.
This may be recorded for purposes large.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
How are you doing?
Great. How are you?
Okay, I'm doing fine. Thanks for calling to order the amazing Light Relief. This is Wayne. I see you've experienced difficulties using your automated system. Let me help you place in your order today. To ensure proper handling of insurance, this call will be recorded. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, you too. Yes, yes. Nice to meet you, honey.
All right, nice to meet you. All righty, could I have your first name, please?
My name is Cheryl Murkowski. Mm-hmm. Cheryl Murkowski, how many?
Cheryl Murkowski.
Mm-hmm. That's right, how many?
Okay. All right. And could I get you spell that last name, Cheryl?
Yes, M as in Mary, E as in Edward, and excuse me, I've got this horrible cough.
Okay. All right.
M as in Mary. What?
Uh-huh. Yep.
M as in Mary, E as in Edward, R as in rabbit, K as in koala, O as in W as in Wanda, S as in Sally, K as in Koala, and I as in I see you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you kinda throw me for a loop there. Okay, I got MERKKLW. Is that right?
KOW, Kyle, but spelled with a K.
Okay, KOW. SKI, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Alrighty. Okay. I'm sure you already know that joint pain can be debilitating. Life Relief.
That what?
The joint pain can be debilitating.
Yes, especially if you're a larger woman.
I heard that. Life Relief works to direct a powerful stream of warm, therapeutic light deep into tissue, increasing circulation and relieving aches, pains, and stiffness in muscles and joints. It increases blood flow to sore tissue so that you can once again enjoy the freedom, comfort, and flexibility you once had. And to be sure you're satisfied, we've included a Life Relief Love It or Return It, guaranteed.
Wait, so it directs light?
It's light, yes, ma'am. It's Light Relief.
Light?
And every light, yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Light Relief. And we have Love It or Return It.
And it's for junk pain.
Yes, ma'am. And within 30 days of your receiving your Light Relief, you are not thrilled, if you're not thrilled with it, the results, simply return them for a complete refund of your purchase price.
Now, okay? I thought that, do you also sell bathtubs? I'm so confused.
You thought it was for bathtubs?
It's a chemotherapy, 9-color LED light in the well of the bathtub.
Oh, no, ma'am. It's just like a, it's like a massager is what it is.
Ooh, a massager. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. All right?
Now, a massager is for, can you use it anywhere on your body?
Yes, ma'am, you certainly can.
Okay. You mean on my, like, intimate parts? On my lips?
Excuse me?
On my lips.
Oh, on your ribs?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And if you've already priced other light therapy devices, you know that you've expected to pay up to $200. But with today's special TV offer, you'll receive your light relief with the adjustable hand strap, the light relief guide, body band, travel bag, and
the
all
body
your...
body band?
Your, a body... a travel bag. And all your pay is just two payments of $39.95 plus shipping and handling of
$19.43. Woo, 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 woo. That sounds like a pretty good deal.
Oh, yes, ma'am, it is. And each order comes with our light relief, love it or return it guarantee. Then 30 days.
Love it or return it. Now, if I literally love it, like, yes, you know, make love to it and it gets kind of dirty, do I just wash it off and return it, or...
Oh, well, that I would hope so. But that would be up to your...
Okay.
So today, baby, receiving your insurance, you are not thrilled with our results. Simply return them for a complete refund of your purchase price.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Now, I can't get no sunburn on my clitoris with this, can I? Because that would be horrible.
Oh, yeah, I don't think it would. No.
Okay. Okay. Now, is this okay? Now, if I order one for myself, I've got this right friend who is, well, he's housebound at the moment, but I think soon he's going to be bedbound. Now, as a larger person, is this something that he can use? Is it like, I don't know, is it something you go and sew it up, or do you, like, strap it on to yourself, or how does that work? What does
it mean? It's handheld. It's handheld.
It's handheld.
It's handheld. It's, you just stick it on your hand and you just put it over the edge.
Even if you got sausage fingers, it's double. Oh, God. This cough, this is horrible. If you don't have this cough, it's going around town. It's horrible.
Oh, yes.
God. Anyway, so, I mean, even if you go with larger fingers.
No?
Yes.
All right. And we do have a money-back guarantee. If you're not completely satisfied, simply contact CSS at 1-800-743-9852 to make arrangements to return the light relief. Within 30 days after you receive it, you will receive a full refund of light relief and additional accessories. Accessories, less shipping and process.
Is it really worth to do that yet?
All right. Which credit card would you be using today?
Well, I mean, I'm still confused. If he goes, you know, if he have ham hands, are you still able to... Excuse me?
It's handheld. Yes, ma'am. It's handheld. And you.
No. If you got ham hands, you got larger hands because you're obese. Like my friend, 600 pounds. Would he be able to fit this around his hand? And fit it between
his
food to, you know, get rid of the junk pain.
Yes, ma'am. He would be able to get it around his hand also. It has a stretch band on it. All right.
Okay, now. And so, now, the other thing is that I've bought something called, have you heard about a prolapse?
No, I haven't.
Well, it's basically the insulin of my lady business is done falling out. And so it's, it's, you know, dragging down below. It's, you know, when a woman has large layups, it's kind of like that, but it's my uterus hanging out. Now, I would be a little concerned if I got burnt on the inside of my uterus with that thing. And then I don't know if you have any information about that or anything like
well,
that.
Well, I think you, if you keep it away from there, I think you will be okay.
So I can put it in, because I mean, it's a wonderful like junk pain in my prolapse.
And your who? Your throat?
Your prolapse.
Your colon.
No, 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 honey. Pro, P-R-O-L-A-P-S-E. Do you have got a computer in front of you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, now, do you have Google?
Yes.
Well, okay. Hello, you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here.
Now, if you type in P-R-O-L-A-P-S-E, and do Google Images and turn off Safe Search. Now do that right now so you can see what I'm talking about. You might better understand.
Well, miss, I just kind of really need to kind of stick to my script right now, so could we just kind of...
Come on, honey. I want you to understand so you understand where I'm coming from. Boom.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. You don't got to, you know, honey, you don't got to stick to no script with me.
Well, I just wanted, just to kind of be able to get this done, get you done, and kind of get you on your way.
Well, but I don't want to burn my clothes, you know?
Boom. Yes. Well, no, ma'am, I don't think
well,
you have
honey,
to worry about
honey, where you be at? Where you stay at?
I'm in North Carolina.
Ooh, are you single, honey?
No, no, ma'am. I'm married.
Oh, got children.
Oh, yes, ma'am, I do.
Oh, that's great. Because anyway, I'll talk to you about that later. But I love the children. It's wonderful. I'm sorry. I don't mean to hit on you, honey. You sound very attractive, though.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's this product called again? I want to write this all down.
It's the Light Relief.
Light Relief.
Light Relief Berry Oriented Unit.
Berry Oriented? Can you spell that for me?
Life Relief Berry Operated Unit is what it is.
Lips Relief Battery Operated?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Lips Relief. Okay, Lips Relief. Okay, now, is there some kind of attachment for prolapse or nothing like that?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, just say. Mm-hmm.
You can look it up. Yes, yes.
All right.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you, did you look up prolapse in Google Images? Yeah.
What it comes with? It comes with a it's a battery operated unit. It has Life Relief. It has adjustable hand free strap, a Life Relief guide, a Life Relief. Leaf body band, Life Relief travel bag, and a 2-year
Life Relief body bag? Like if someone dies?
No, no, a Life Relief travel bag.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, excuse me.
Wait, so it comes with the eunuch, and it comes with the thing you strap on your hand.
It comes with the eunuch, yes, ma'am, the adjustable hand strap.
Okay, how big does it get, though? How big does the hand strap get?
Well, it'll get pretty big. It's, like I said, it has an adjustable band on the back, so it'll stretch.
Like how big? You don't have to measure me on.
Ma'am?
Yes, I'm still there. Do you have a measurement of it or no?
Oh, no, I don't have the measurements of it. No, I don't.
Okay. So what else is it? So it's got the light thing, the maleops, and the adjustable band. What's that made out of?
I'm not sure. It's just an elastic band.
Okay, is it stain resistant? Like if I got some juices on it, fecal matter,
sure
something like that? You sure it is?
Yes. That's
okay.
Sure it does.
Yeah, the thing itself, what color is it?
It's white.
It's white? Okay.
White, yes.
So it's the juices from... Well, the thing is, my prolapse, it's quite an anus and a vagina. I'm sorry if this is too much information. I just want to make sure it's the right product. Now, it some, you know, I mean, juices aren't always clear. And if they're yellow or brown or... I don't want this thing to get stained. How much does it cost again? How much it costs?
The cost is $99.33 and two weeks to pay $39.95 with
$19.43. Wait, this is so confusing. What am I going to order? How much do we want?
It's $99.33 is the initial payment.
Okay, $99.33 first join.
And two additional payments of $39.95 each. Plus $19.43 shipping and handling.
Okay, so total, how much is that, Yuck?
Just a second, let me...
Okay. Sorry. I ain't good at the math, really. I mean, I ain't never passed that in class. I actually dropped out of the high school. Would you believe that I'm 24? I just sound old for my age. I have the cancer. And also, what about the diabetes? Do you think this would help? I lost the length to the diabetes. And, I don't know if maybe this would help with that. No point.
That would be somewhere in the neighborhood of about $200.
Okay, $200. So I can use it on my diabetes. On the coin. I mean, diabetes, I mean, I would say seat, but I only go up to one, so. Okay, so $200 for this light therapy. It's an ultraviolet light.
Yes, ma'am. Well, okay. That's
empty. So what was that?
Your payments will be two payments of $39.95 plus shipping and handling. And
plus the $99.33, right?
Right, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. Okay. And what type of credit card would you be using today, miss?
Excuse me?
Which credit card would you be using today?
Well, I still have some more questions. I mean, it said it comes with the light stimulator. The light stimulator, the adjustable band, the travel case, and does it come with anything else? Leop?
No, ma'am.
Okay, for $200, I get some little thing that will lighten up my lips and will relieve junk pain and, Okay.
So, which credit card would you be using, miss? Hello?
Hold on, I'm looking. Why you gotta pressure me to get more credit card out?
Well, I just wanted to get on so I could get to the rest of it and tell you exactly what you're getting.
Well, can we do the other course? You know, like telling me about your lips.
Who?
You want me to take off my pants and panties?
No, ma'am.
Are you sure you don't want me to take off my pants and panties? I could do that for you. Want to get a discount?
No, thank you. No, thank you.
I don't get no dip. Do you have the senior discount? I know you said I'm 24, but we can keep it between me and you.
Oh, no, thank you.
You don't want no senior discount. You won't give me a discount if I show you my lips. I can send you an email, honey. We'll keep it between me and you. I'll send you an email.
I'll tell you what, man. You want me to give you let me just give you customer service. You can call them. They can probably answer more of your questions. That number is 1-800-519-0319. Okay?
Now, honey, why you don't want me to send you a picture of my lips?
No, ma'am. Sure? No, thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, right. Well, I'll call customer service. What's your name again?
It's 1-800-519.
No, what's your name again, honey?
Oh, my name is Wayne.
Wayne, okay. Is there any other Waynes there? Well, they know who you are. Because you've been wonderful.
They know who I am.
Okay, Waynes. Okay, thank you, Waynes. I'll hopefully figure all this out and get rid of all my junk pain, okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay, bye, honey. Love you, baby.
That was very nice. junk.
Honey, I hope you recorded you laughing.
I did, yeah. I mean, my mic was live the whole time, and I was...
Honey, I've done lost it a number of times there. I cannot believe that. That was a good clue.
That was real good with the layups. He was a really good recipient of the layups.
Basically, that's making you a sprick.
And he gave us permission to record, which is even better.
That's right.
I was blowing my nose. And I
this. Can you hold on one moment?
Oh, sure.
Thank you.
Layups. Okay. I don't know what she's went and done. What's she gone and done? What's she gone and done? Layups. Layups. Okay. Cheryl, are you there?
Sorry, honey. I had a prolapse. Hi there. I hope you're going to post this program in not too long, because I really want to be able to enjoy it.
Okay,
You know what you should do, honey? You should put your laughter on the left side and the phone call on the right side.
Well, I'm going to have to finger blast the volume a little, because I have to turn it up if you want to hear my laughing, because it was very muted. Because I was trying not—I was laughing into a pillow, but it was the mic was definitely on.
Pillow fire.
But I got to get rid of the employment call because I don't want to get in trouble with my unemployment.
Probably. No, honey, that was very good, Wayne.
Wayne,
drop my cord.
I love how he's on a script and he can't read.
Well, I want to now, honey. This website. Now, look at this. The website for this that I got the phone number from is called walkinbathtubusa.us.
What? Can you send me the links?
Yes. This had nothing to do with the phone call whatsoever at all. That's probably the best part.
The way they totally lied about the
wrong
price.
Number?
The way they lied about the price was ridiculous. Are you sure that's the same place we called? Maybe I dialed wrong.
So I gave you the second number. I mean, maybe you dialed it wrong.
Let me check. Because it'll have that on there. Let's see. You know what? Wow, what a sound that was from you.
He liked when I did the heck.
He liked you. He wanted to fuck you. But I was a little worried, though, because you really sounded like you were sexually harassing him at the end. Okay, the number I called was 1-800-519. Oh, no, you gave me the wrong number. I dialed 1-800-519-0319. It's a combination of those two numbers. You see? The last four digits you gave me are from the first number, and the first six numbers are from the second number.
Did I do that?
Yes, you did, because you're fucking stoned.
Wait, and then he gave the number for customer service, which is that number, isn't it?
Actually, that's the same number.
So he wanted to call back and get someone else to sexually harass.
They probably wanted to put you on the speakerphone or something.
I wonder if they recorded that phone call.
Probably.
That was pretty good.
That was really good. You sound like a dinosaur.
Are you glad you called me now?
I was, of course. I've got to go, though, because I got to go to Seattle Sutton and eat some diet food.
Well, you edit the program tonight so that I might go listen to the room.
I just posted the feed of the video that you asked for 2 days ago. So you can.
I know. I've seen that one, though, now.
But it's on the feed.
Please do edit this one.
I'll do my best. It's just that I've been so tired because of this fucking medicine. But if I can.
Fuck you. You're not getting chemotherapy, you motherfucker, bitch.
All right. I'll edit it tonight.
Thank you, baby.
Even if it kills me. Love you, too. Bye.
Bye.
Good fucked. What a dirty whore.
I had a yeast infection.
Why do you lock yourself up in these chains. No one can change your life except for you. Don't ever let anyone step all over you.
Sudden fright.
Just open your heart and your mind. Is it really fair to feel this way inside?
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
Thank you for holding.
Tremendous.
For holding.
I had a yeast infection.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
Thank you for holding.
Hold on.
Break free from the chain. Tremendous.
Yeah, I know that there is pain, but you
hold on.
One more day. Someday somebody's gonna make you wanna turn around and say goodbye. Say goodbye. Until then, baby, are you gonna let them hold you down and make you cry? Don't you know? Don't you know? Things are changing now. Things are going your way.
Hold on.
How do you love a man or find a man to love when you aren't pretty?
Thank you for holding.
Mm-hmm. One testicle hangs lower than the other, and that's normal.